good morning. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. The Drive with Tay and Piper. Derek Piper, you're going to hear from him a little bit later from Boston. He'll join us at the bottom of next hour. Right now, Kyle Tosk, as always, filling in for Derek Piper. But you're here anyway, so I always hate to say it like you're just filling in. We're going to work today, Kyle, with a lot of guests, but we've got other things going on. We have a room full of people, and it's a room full of happy people because Tim Onstad is here, and he brought his smoker, and he is making, here we go, in order, chicken, ribs, pork, brisket. That is the rundown.
Like, it's never smelled better around here.
Brisket is the cleanup hitter, and I hope that I'm able to still eat when we get the brisket. We just finished the chicken. It is amazing. And what we're doing is we're helping Tim. He goes around, of course, to a lot of competitions, and we are helping. We're the judges today. So we're helping Tim kind of formulate what we all think. We've got, I think, about six or seven different people that are judging this and judging it on different stuff, tenderness, appearance, taste. So far, so good with the chicken. I started eating it, Kyle, and I was like, wait, are we supposed to eat the whole thing or just a bite? And they're like, well, it's up to you. And I'd already finished it. I'd finished the entire thing. So I was like, well, I think that I've already messed up if I was only supposed to take a bite. So we will be doing that through the day today. So good luck trying to run a radio show here for Kyle and I while we're eating chicken ribs, pork brisket right off the smoker here in downtown Philo. It is amazing, and this is going to be so fun to do the entire day. All right, we are really, really guesty today to get you ready for Illinois and Iowa State tomorrow night. I started thinking again today, Kyle. I'm like, I'm going to be up till midnight watching that thing. Trevor Valicia.
Normally, you'd be asleep before tip-off.
Right. So now, somehow, I guess tomorrow, I'm going to have to take a nap and try to get myself ready. Hey, real quick programming note in case you're just joining us. We will not be on the show tomorrow due to Cardinals baseball. Tomorrow is the opener for Major League Baseball. I've already seen a couple of games have been rained out and moved to Friday, but that does not include the Cubs, and it does not include the Cardinals. By the way, the Cardinals swept the two-game series in Mesa. Just an FYI.
Get it out of the way now.
Yeah, right. Let's get that out of the way now. Nobody got hurt, I don't think, in the last game for the Cardinals, so that's a bonus. But here we go. We're going to have first from Des Moines, Iowa, at KCCI-TV, Jeff Dubroff. He covers the Cyclones. I'm going to let Kyle call him here in a second. We'll talk to Jeff and get his thoughts on Iowa State and what we can expect from the Cyclones at 3:30-ish. We're going to talk to Sean Harrington, former Illini. Of course, he went deep into the tournament every time, basically, he played for Illinois. So I want to ask him what that's like and how much tougher it gets the next game you play. At 4:05, let's see, we've got
Luke Goody.
That's it, Luke Goody. I'm already forgetting my list. We got Luke Goody at 4:05 that'll join us from Boston, and then Derek Piper at 4:30. We're going to try to maybe go quick with Pipes. He's got a lot to do out there. So does Jeff, by the way, which I'm going to let you start calling right now to call Jeff. But we're going to go kind of quick with both Jeff and Derek because they are in Boston covering this game. So we got to make sure they've got plenty of other responsibilities going on at the NCAA tournament site. So, but we'll talk to Pipes about that. And then near the end of the show, we'll let you listen to Brad Underwood from today. He met with the NCAA, and that's how they do it. I know I've explained that before, how they do that with regards to meeting the media the day before the game even begins. And then they meet with the media. They also take a chance to get some shots up, et cetera. So that is the plan today as we go along. So you tell me when you're ready with Jeff. Are you ready to go? Oh, we're going to take a break. I'm sorry. Okay, that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We'll get Jeff on the air. Jeff Dubroff from Des Moines. He covers Iowa State Cyclones. So we'll take a break now. Be right back with Jeff. It is The Drive.
We all have a mission in life, something that drives us to explore, to grow, to love. And when we discover it, we're made whole. At OSF Healthcare, we want you to be the best you possible. We're here for you on your schedule to make your life just a little bit easier. Whatever your mission is, we're here to support it. Your life, our mission. Learn more at osfhealthcare.org/mission.
Think warm thoughts and get your pool plans ready now. Buy a membership at the Urbana Park District Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center. there's a huge discount for individual and family memberships. Go in person to the Phillips Recreation Center or the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. Call 217-367-1544. Check out the pool with the Urbana Park District. You belong here. UrbanaParks.org.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Orange and Blue Golf Courses in Savoy is your place for golf in the Champaign-Urbana area. Saying go Illini, let's beat Iowa State Thursday night after 9 in Boston. Sweet 16, baby! Tee times, rates, outings, and employment opportunities are all found at uofigolf.com. You'll love the friendly staff at the Orange and Blue Courses near Willard Airport. Go Illini!
Frankie at the gym says, "Do you even lift, bro?" Frankie at the Champaign County Humane Society doesn't care how much you lift. He just wants to lay on the couch with you and watch reruns of The Office. Carol in accounting will probably judge you for heating up your leftovers in the office microwave and stinking up the entire break room. Carol at the Champaign County Humane Society doesn't care what you eat, just as long as you scratch that one spot right under her chin. Carol the cat and Frankie the dog are just a few of the adoptable pets looking for their forever homes at the Champaign County Humane Society. They won't judge you for the food you eat or your workout routine. They just want to shower you with all the love they have to give. As the only open admission animal shelter in our area, the Champaign County Humane Society takes in any animal despite their age or medical condition. Learn more about adopting a pet, volunteering your time, and donating to the cause at cuhumane.org. The Champaign County Humane Society, where your new best friend is waiting.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay, Kyle Tosk in as well. Again, guest today, Sean Harrington, former Illini. He'll join us bottom of the hour. We've got Luke Goody, the sharpshooter for Illinois, at 4:05. And then, of course, Derek Piper, our co-host, who is out in Boston. Hell, he'll probably have a cold beer with Jeff, our first guy, man. And why wouldn't you? We bring on the Tapman's Towing phone line, Jeff DeBroff from KCCI TV in Des Moines. Jeff, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, guys. Currently navigating the dungeons of TD Garden. Get a nice quiet spot to talk to you guys. I'm good, though.
Well, I appreciate
thanks for having.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So no golf carts coming by beeping or anything like that here in the next 10 minutes?
Not at this point. There's some wood being cut. I don't know. This is a big place. I don't know what this is down here. I'd rather not have to find out, but here we are.
It was funny. We visited with Piper after Illinois had won the Big Ten tournament title in Minneapolis, and they were literally, I said, are they tearing down the arena? Because they were taking things down behind him and just ungodly noises going on. So I'm like, are you all right, Derek? Do you need to get out of the arena before it collapses? He's like, no, we're all good. Jeff DeBroff, I told you before, we're sitting here today at the station. We're trying chicken, ribs, pork, and brisket. You said you're a Texas guy. Man, you need to fly back from Boston immediately.
Here's the thing. Texas born and raised. My dad loves his smoker that he has in the backyard more than he loves his three children. That the brisket back home is no joke. I could be the real judge.
That is so it goes smoker, the dog, and then the three kids. Is that about right?
Probably. I mean, I don't think he's listening, but if he is,
yeah,
he knows it.
Yeah, exactly. He knows this. Well, Jeff, we are listening intently as Illinois fans. The Illini and Cyclones getting ready to battle in the Sweet 16. Illinois finally breaks through after quite a few years, way too many to be honest, of getting there. Iowa State has been in this spot recently. What are you expecting out of this game right off the top when you've got the number one offense in the country against the number one defense? Who's going to win that tug of war?
That's the great question, right? Is the whole styles make fights is what everyone says. And you couldn't have two more opposite styles going up against each other. And the big thing that stands out to me is if you look at Iowa State this year, this is a team that is 4-5 when they give up 70 to 79 points, 8-1 if they give up 60 to 69, and they're undefeated if they allow 59 or fewer. If they are obviously able to do that, it makes it a much different game because Illinois' defense, you know, hasn't been the best, obviously, and this is an Iowa State offense that, you know, at times can struggle, but they can get hot with some of the guys off the bench. You talk about a guy like Curtis Jones, who can really come in and he can hit a few threes. If their offense is able to take advantage of the Illinois defense that, you know, may not be playing up to par, it could be interesting. But I don't think the Cyclones have faced a scoring threat as, you know, just dynamic as Terrence Shannon. So it's such an intriguing matchup to me because it's just the whole, it is the embodiment of styles make fight.
It makes sense. And I'm excited to see kind of what gives, especially early in that game. I made the mention to Kyle yesterday, Jeff, and tell me if I'd be completely wrong with this, that if Illinois could get a lead, I mean, we always joke about that, right, in our sports media business. Oh, just score the first touchdown. Things would be great. If Illinois could kind of get a lead in this game and try to make Ohio State kind of come out of their comfort zone, does that make sense, or has that been tried before and it doesn't work?
I think it's been tried over and over again. The one thing that impresses me, I mean, there are a lot of things that impress me about this Iowa State team. I mean, the amount of transfers they have that have just gelled together, that comes to top of mind. But the biggest thing is they don't get rattled. And that comes from their coach, TJ Otzelberger, who, you know, is intense. He doesn't sit down once during the game, but they never look rattled. They came out the other day against Washington State, and I mean, I believe, if I remember off the top of my head, missed their first 7 shots, maybe had one bucket through the first 6 minutes of the game. They weren't rattled, and they never are, because the thing about this team and the one saving grace about this team is they could be shooting as poor as possible, but their defense is just so good that no matter what, they're going to keep them in the game. But again, you're now facing an offense in Illinois, which you haven't seen all year. But this team just doesn't get rattled if they fall behind. It's a unique mindset that they have. And again, I think it comes from their head coach.
Yeah, that makes sense. Jeff DeBroff is our guest, KCCI TV in Des Moines. He is in Boston right now, and happy to have him join us here to learn a little bit more about the Cyclones. When you say their defense is so good, can you kind of explain it a little bit? I know we talked about, you know, they don't let the ball in the middle of the lane. They try to keep it out of there. They like to trap. Just explain a little bit, like, when things are going perfect for Iowa State on that end of the court, what are they doing to you besides just the obvious turnovers?
I mean, you kind of took the words out of it. It is forcing turnovers, but you can say, like, okay, you know, you could force a bad pass, but it's the way they read the passing lane. Keyshawn Gilbert and Taman Lipsey are the two starting guards for this team, and Taman Lipsey is a finalist for the Defensive Player of the Year. And, I mean, it's almost like watching a cornerback read a quarterback throwing to his receiver. The way they're able to read where the guard is coming with the ball when he comes up court is uncanny. And that really is it. That's how their game works. If they're forcing turnovers off of steals and they get in transition, that's how they score a lot of their points. And there's the thing also with it is, you know, you see the thing, kids don't want to play defense anymore, right? They don't have to
right.
Shoot 35-footers and play offense. No, this team is, if you don't play defense, you're not playing. And they are relentless at all times. It would make an old school, I guess, purist who loves defense proud and happy to watch this. It's something to behold.
Yeah, and Illinois, of course, one thing going into this season that we worried about was no point guard. Now, Marcus Damask has done a good job to take that role over, but he would probably be the first to tell you he's not this pure point guard that can come down and dish and kind of do everything, you know, just off the dribble. He's a guy that'll back you down off the dribble, kind of that booty ball. I'm sure now you're hearing that kind of phrase quite a bit when it comes to Illinois. I guess that's a concern. Now, Marcus is a fifth-year guy. He's done unbelievable this year. He did 10 times better than what I expected, and he came from my college down at SIU. Is that going to be a concern, you think, for Illinois, having a guy that's maybe not a true point guard?
I wouldn't think so, because if you look at maybe a team like Houston, there's Jamal Shedd, who's the Big 12 Player of the Year. There wasn't a true point guard, in my opinion, if you look at that team. I don't know if that would hurt Illinois as much as just if Illinois is just careful with the ball and they're not erratic. I mean, they should be fine offensively. Again, it just depends on, you know, how uncomfortable, obviously, this Iowa State defense makes them. It's a team, as I mean, I've said to other people before, it is a team that feels comfortable when the other team is uncomfortable.
Yes.
And you know, I don't think Marcus Damask not being a true point guard, I don't think it's going to make the biggest difference.
Okay.
Just because I think this defense is, you know, they're going to face what they face, and I think Illinois, you know, with their offense, they've seen good defenses too, and you know, it's been successful for them so far this year, and they're playing as well as anyone in the country offensively. So I don't think it should be the biggest issue for the Alliance.
One more for Jeff DeBroff. The thing that worried me a little bit is the 30-point blowout Iowa State had over Houston. You've beaten Houston twice, a one seed in this tournament. Your schedule was better than Illinois. Illinois really didn't have that, and probably still don't have that quality, that big-time win like over a Purdue. They lost to Marquette during the season. So it's one of those that concerns me a little bit, but man, Illinois is playing such good basketball right now, winning, of course, the Big Ten tournament and beating Iowa at Iowa City the last game of the year, and then, of course, two in the NCAA tournament. Something's got to give in this thing. How much, I mean, the battle tested for Iowa State is certainly something they got to hang their hat on.
Oh, absolutely. They have now, I mean, they've won five straight games dating back to the start of the Big 12 tournament. They beat Kansas State to open. They then beat Baylor. And then, as you mentioned, that 28-point win over Houston in the championship game, you could argue is the most impressive win any team has had in the country all season. And then they have their first two wins in the tournament. This is a team that's on a five-game winning streak. All of those games have been by double digits. And what's impressed me about this team this year as compared to maybe the first 2 years under T.J. Otzelberger is, you know, they had those moments. They beat Kansas on the road.
Right.
Or excuse me, they beat Kansas at home, and they beat Baylor. But then all of a sudden they went on a skid. And the offense fell off. And that hasn't happened this year with this team. And that's what is scary about this Iowa State team is I think a lot of people who have watched them over the last couple of years is waiting for the other shoe to drop. When are they going to go on a skid? And they haven't yet. And you mentioned the schedule they have played is second to no one at this point in the year, where, as you mentioned, they beat Houston by 28. I mean, it's a team that is playing with the most confidence we've seen a team play out of Iowa State in a long time.
Jeff, do either of us want to face UConn?
that's the question, right? Because that's the team that can do everything well.
They are so good, it seems. All right, my man, listen, we're going to let you get back to what you're doing. I'm sure you got a live shot coming up there in Des Moines. So we really, truly appreciate this, Jeff, you being able to join us. I can't wait just to kind of sit back. I mean, I told Kyle kiddingly, I'm 53, drink. I've got to get a nap in tomorrow if I'm going to stay up for this one. And you guys, it'll be 1 a.m. You guys having the special 1 a.m. Sportscast at KCCI tomorrow?
Not that I've been made aware of, but I'll still be working one way or the other. I want to see a picture of the brisket, though. Someone send that to me, and I'll give my grade.
You know what? I should have done that with the chicken, but as I look around the room, there's not one chicken left. So I'll do that. Here's what I'll do. I'll take a picture of the ribs, pork, and brisket, and then I'll send you that collectively and let you give me your thoughts off the air on that. Jeff, we really appreciate this, buddy. Jeff DeBroff, have a good time in Boston, man, and let's let the best team win tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
You too, buddy. That is good stuff. Jeff DeBroff out of Des Moines. He's a Texas kid. You just heard the y'all, which we loved there. So, all right, here's what we got. We got more of these coming today. We've got Sean Harrington coming up soon. Sean is a guy that has played deep into the tournament for the Fighting Illini, so excited to talk to him and kind of get his thoughts on how things are getting tougher for Illinois and what he thinks of Iowa State. And I don't ever mean to look ahead here, Kyle, but we know kind of what's next, right, as UConn. I can't imagine San Diego State pulling off that upset, but if they do, that's great. But we'll ask Sean about that as well. And then, of course, next hour, Luke Goody starting at 4:05. We're going to have Luke joining us at the top of the hour. And then, of course, we will have Derek Piper and then finish the show and get ready to go for tomorrow. When we come back, a quick hit with Tim Onstott, who is the guy doing all this magical smoking of this meat today, and it is incredible. So we will visit with Tim next and then get Sean on. It'll be fun. Stay with us. It is The Drive.
Since 1917, Clay Dooley Tire and Auto has been committed to helping you drive with confidence. Firestone Tires can make all the difference on the road. Plus, take advantage of the road-ready financing options. Get the tires and services you need now and pay over time. Clay Dooley Tire and Auto, just off Neal Street. Call 217-352-4286.
Clay Dooley Tire and Auto, proven trusted your friends and family.
What is most important in your life? This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you're launching a career, raising a family, planning for retirement, or creating a legacy, we can help. At Provident, we provide strategic thinking and perspective that help clients realize their goals. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Orange and Blue Golf Courses in Savoy is your place for golf in the Champaign-Urbana area. Saying go Illini, let's beat Iowa State Thursday night after 9 in Boston. Sweet 16, baby! Tee times, rates, outings, and employment opportunities are all found at uofigolf.com. You'll love the friendly staff at the Orange and Blue Courses near Willard Airport. Go Illini!
You've heard about the doggy bag, right? From Bulldog Disposal Muhammad, a 6-cubic yard canvas bag that can be used for easy cleanup instead of a big dumpster. The one-time use bag is now available and you can save the delivery charge. Get the doggy bag at Do It Best Hardware in Champaign at 107 West Springfield. So fill up the bag, call Bulldog Disposal, have it disposed of, and you'll be organized. Go to bulldoggybag.com for all the details. That's bulldoggybag.com.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
The average American throws away almost 5 pounds of trash per day, half which ends up in a landfill. At 2 Men in a Junk Truck, when we pick up your unwanted furniture, appliances, trash, and office equipment, we make it a priority to divert those items from your local landfill. 2 Men in a Junk Truck, looking for partners that share our vision of environmental responsibility. If you and your organization can reuse, upcycle, recycle some of these items, we would love to work with you. Contact us at 2MenInAJunkTruck.com. We want to make room for what matters most.
Don't miss out when Ancient Aliens Live lands in a town near you. The Out of This World Tour continues with 15 new dates announced across the country. Hear from the experts of Ancient Aliens live and in person.
All of you are on this journey with all of us together.
Get your tickets now at AncientAliensLiveTour.com.
Ancient Aliens Live, Project Earth, lands in the Virginia Theater Friday, March 29th. Tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org.
Christie Clinic Illinois Race Weekend is coming at the end of April. Choose from events like the Half Marathon, 4-Person Relay Team, 10K, 5K, Mile, and Youth Run. Get in on multiple events for extra swag and medals. Check out the new Race app to put the most important race information at your fingertips, including the course maps, schedule of events, and details about the Health and Fitness Expo. Volunteers can sign up now for a variety of shifts and jobs with numerous skill sets. Be part of the welcome team at the Packet Pickup and Expo at the ARC. Find out details about how to support, earn money for charities, and find entertainment near the Memorial Stadium finish line at IllinoisMarathon.com. Celebrate our Illini alumni participating with the U of I Alumni Association. Feel free to get all your race details in person at Body and Soul. The experienced personalized service can measure your gait and get terrific footwear to be prepared for race weekend at the end of April. Body and Soul, 1317 North Dunlap in Savoy, or visit BodyandSoulSports.com.
Orange and Blue Golf Courses in Savoy is your place for golf in the Champaign-Urbana area. Saying go Illini, let's beat Iowa State Thursday night after 9 in Boston. Sweet 16, baby! Tee times, rates, outings, and employment opportunities are all found at uofigolf.com. You'll love the friendly staff at the Orange and Blue Courses near Willard Airport. Go Illini!
Thank you for choosing Two Men in a Truck. How may I help you?
Hey, we're moving, and I have a strange situation here. We need to be out of our house by 10 a.m., but our closing on the new house isn't until 1 p.m. Is that something you guys do?
That's not strange at all. Two Men in a Truck has completed over 9 million moves. We have a solution for that.
Not sure how your move is going to work? Go to twomeninatruck.com to start your free estimate. Twomeninatruck.com.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, The Drive with Tay and Piper. Just visited with Jeff DeBroff from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, getting his thoughts on the Iowa State Cyclones. What I wanted to do was get a former Illini that has done this trick before and gone deep into the tournament, and it just came right to me. Why wouldn't you go with Sean Harrington, a guy that did this multiple times? So we welcome him in on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Sean, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good, buddy. The excitement for the fans, obviously, after all these years, is contagious. What was it like for you guys as players? I assume it never got old. What was it like to get to that Sweet 16 and have that extra week, especially after you won the first two games? How exciting was that week, or is it just a blur?
It does go very fast, and it's amazing. I mean, it's really 2 weeks when you think about it, right? From those first Thursday games to even if you get to a Final Four, you're talking it's 2 weeks of action. So it goes real fast, but it's super exciting. I've said it before, it's really difficult to explain the feeling of an NCAA tournament game, but it has a different buzz. It has a different aura. You walk on the court and you can feel it. It's different than a Big Ten tournament. It's different than a big-time conference game. There's a different feel in the air, and you know it's special. So you get addicted to it. You get a taste of it. You want more and more of it. And that was the case with us. And we were very fortunate, had really good teams while I was there, and made two runs into that second weekend and made it to an Elite Eight. And the buzz and the excitement just grows as the week goes on and the farther you advance into the tournament. So there's nothing like it. It's the best time of the year as a player.
And, of course, the competition gets tougher, Sean, as you go along. And now for Illinois, after playing two higher seeds, now they have a chance to play Iowa State. We all know the storyline here. It's the number one defense, according to KenPom, against the number one offense, according to KenPom. What says Sean Harrington on who wins that? I've always heard defense wins these things, but is Iowa State's defense, is it legit that much to be able to slow this Illinois team, which lately has just been going 90 or above in seemingly 60% of their last games? So how tough will this be for Iowa State to be able to control Illinois?
It'll be very difficult, and they're a very good defensive team. I've had a chance to watch them a little bit here and kind of break down what they do, and we can talk more specifics about it here as we talk a little bit more. But, they're an aggressive team. They're a physical team. They try to not give up anything in transition. They take care of the basketball. So a lot of times when you turn the basketball over, teams can get out and run, and we know how important that is for Illinois, but Terrence Shannon Jr., he gets a lot of his action in transition. So you face a team that's very good defensively, but then offensively for them, they don't turn the basketball over, which a lot of times leads to runouts for your opponent. So Illinois is going to have to create some of those opportunities. They're going to have to get stops themselves so they can get out and run, cause some turnovers. This is a game that Illinois will want to be up in the 70s, 80s if they can get up there. And Iowa State, I think, would be very happy if it's in the 60s and low 70s.
And I just asked Jeff this from Des Moines. When you talk about, let's get a little more specific, when we talk about this Iowa State defense, just what do they do, Sean? What jumps out to you that makes them so good on that defensive end?
Yeah, they do a lot of things. And, what they like to do is they like to get two to the basketball. And whether that's trapping, whether that's on ball screens, whether that's on post traps, they love to get two to the basketball and turn you over and make you feel uncomfortable. So if you play into them in those situations, that's what they want you to do. And so you look at it from a perspective from Illinois, you have to counter that to be able to get your guys into their best positions while Iowa State is still going to try to flex their muscles on you.
Sure.
So you talk about ball screen situations. Obviously, you would love Terrence Shannon to get the ball in ISO situations. If you get ball screen situations for him and it's set, they can trap him and get the ball out of his hand. If he can get the ball in an ISO situation where he can go one-on-one, he has the advantage. So you want to put him in those positions. So if you're going to use a ball screen with Terrence Shannon, you might want to do a dribble handoff. And you think about it in this term. If it's a ball screen, the defense sees it coming, the big can go out early, the guard can get on top of that screen, and you go trap early. If it's a dribble handoff, think Coleman Hawkins with the basketball taking it to the wing. The defender has to stay with him. If they jump it early to the dribble handoff and Shannon, then Hawkins can turn the corner where he's very good at going to the basket.
Got it.
If they don't jump it early, now you get Shannon coming off one-on-one off of a ball screen action, but it's a dribble handoff. So you're changing the look of it where they can't send that double team where they're very effective. Another situation that is Damask obviously wants to play ISO ball off of the wing and back his defender down. That may have to be quicker.
He may not
have that much time to make his move, but then you're also going to have to space the floor because he's a very good passer. So you want to play into that, accept the double team, and know exactly where your guys are in openings and have cutters. So you got to be on the same page there. Another situation where you talk about Iowa State's going to sit on the guards in the corner. So think about how many times Terrence Shannon Jr. comes off of a down screen.
Right.
Not a ball screen, but a down screen, and then curls into the lane for a shot. Iowa State's going to sit on top of that, and they're going to force him to go back door, and they pressure the ball. So to get Terrence Shannon to come off of those curls, now you got to do an action first before the down screen. You want to send him through from the opposite side so he's looping around. So now that defender's trailing him on his tail, and now he can come off the down screen and curl with defender trailing him. If you just sit him in the corner, they're going to sit on top of him, and they're going to force him to go back door, and it's going to take away that curl screen. So those are the cat and mouse games that you play throughout the game. Is you know Iowa State's going to bring it. You know Illinois is going to bring it offensively. How do you get Illinois in good positions, and how does Iowa State keep Illinois from getting into those positions?
Sean Arrington's dad was a great basketball coach. Are these the conversations you sat down at the dinner table and had? Because it's amazing how you break this stuff down.
There's a big advantage of having my dad was a coach, and coaches see the game differently.
Yes. Yes.
And it's just the way it is. So I grew up seeing games differently because I had a great high school coach and my dad stuff down at school. And then with my background, I was able to be with Bill Self and Rick Majerus. And, for those guys breaking down film, they just see it at level. And you look at different – quick little tidbit on Rick Majerus. When I first took the job with him, I was over the moon because I knew how good of a coach he was.
Right.
And I knew I was going to learn so much from him. And we're in our first game of the year, and a kid hits a shot right in front of our bench on us. And he turns around to me and goes, "Who made the shot?" And I, like, almost scratched my head, like, this is the greatest coach of all time, potentially. He doesn't even pay attention to who's hitting the shot. And I later find out he never watches the ball. He rarely sees it. He's watching everything else on the court.
Unreal.
And he's seeing, why did that guy get the open shot as opposed to who shot the open shot?
Wow.
And just learning from him, seeing those types of things is, you're watching film and he sees something that has nothing to do with the basketball, and he's watching it off the floor. So when you're around coaches for a while, you see things, you look for things different, and you try to scheme differently.
What a
been very blessed to be around some great guys.
Yeah, what a very cool learning lesson in your first game with Rick Majerus. I know you've told me on the air and off the air before that it was amazing to be able to coach with him and learn from a guy that was that skilled at coaching. There's no doubt. Sean Harrington, our guest on the Tapman Stoic phone line, former Illini great. Let me ask you this. You mentioned open shots. Where does Illinois get their open shot? I'm trying to imagine in my head. Obviously, Iowa State's going to contest a lot of these. Is it a Coleman three from up top? Is it a Luke Goody once they get the ball? Maybe weak side, reverse it real quick to the opposite side. How do you think that open looks are going to develop for the Illini?
That's going to turn over and move. Got to have ball movement. And we mentioned Iowa State wants to send two to the basketball, whether it's a ball screen, whether it's up, wherever it is. So if that means it's 2-on-1, that means 3 on the backside. And in some cases with Iowa State, it's almost 2-on-4 on the backside. They're really good at helping in the lane and having that extra guy kind of planted in the lane for rotations. So the weak side is going to be open. So it's in DeMass' position, if he's got the ball on the wing and they send the double, you want to send a cutter through the lane from the opposite side, and you want to space two guys on the opposite side for looking for open shots. So spacing is going to be so important, and sending that cutter through, that when I talk about is in the lane, one of them's going to have to take that cutter, and now it's 2-on-1 on the backside, or even 2-on-0 if they're taking strong side. So skips are definitely going to be important. When you do invite the double screen on the ball screen, so if you're coming off of a ball screen, they're going to trap it. You could have Coleman Hawkins pop out of that, and he could be a quick catch release, and then there's rotation, obviously guys rotating back to him. And then you'd have one extra pass to the wings or to the corners in those situations. So there's the open looks on skips, strong with it, reversing the basketball. You just have to get to those spots. And you have to make Iowa's defense three sides of the floor. So one side, reverse it to the second, reverse it to the third, and that's when you can break them down. Look to ice their ball screens. Icing ball screens means forcing them away from the ball screen. So if the ball screen is set on the wing, they're going to force it to the corner, force it to the baseline, and they want to trap you there. So if you can get a one or two dribble quick jumper going baseline, opening there, or you're going to have skip opportunities on that baseline drive to the weak side corner, or again, that weak side flashing to the middle. So picture a guy driving baseline and then looking to his left in the middle of the lane, or looking for that baseline skip to that opposite corner. Those are there because Iowa State's going to come and it can pack inside the lane on some of those drives.
We've seen Dane Danger really emerge these last few games, and obviously he has a skill set for this team that nobody else has, and what he's able to do underneath. Is he someone you think that can be productive against Iowa State, or is this the kind of game that they're really going to kind of muck up that middle a little bit to make it tougher for Dane?
No, he can be a pressure release, and for sure he's got to continue to do it. He's got to be a factor on this team. He's been terrific. It's the mystery of why he has not been used more this season, and it seems like they've maybe figured it out a little bit here. And did it cost him a Big Ten championship? I look back on it, I think he played an average of 5 minutes in their 6 losses in conference play. So if he plays more minutes than those, maybe they win 2 or 3 more of those games, but maybe they make a deeper run now because they figured that part out of it. And he needs to be a factor on the inside. They have nobody like him on their team.
Yes.
He's a difference maker around the rim. He can put the ball on the deck. He can be physical with Jones on Iowa State, but he can also be quick off the dribble in situations against Jones as well, too. So he can definitely be a factor in this game. He needs to be a factor in this game. If shots are not falling from the three, you need to be able to get easy baskets around the inside, and he's the guy that can provide that for you.
I got two more for you. Is there one Illini player that you sense could really have a game in this one, whether it be your gut feel or just the analytical way that you look at a game, is there one Illinois player, you know, whether it be Shannon, whether it be Coleman, whether it be Dane, that you think can really take advantage maybe of Iowa State and get some buckets?
Well, I mean, the obvious choice is Terrence Shannon Jr., right. And there's no matchup for him.
No.
You know, and that's where you look at it. He's got the advantage. Like I mentioned, if you can get him into spots where he can go one-on-one, they do not have a guy that can physically match up with him, and he can beat you off the floor. So that's the obvious, that's the easy answer. You guys just keep playing through him. Coleman Hawkins is the one that could definitely benefit from a lot of the trapping that's being taken place.
Yes.
And when they trap, whether it's him setting a ball screen, we talked about potentially doing a dribble handoff with him, but if he's the one legit setting a ball screen and his guy's trapping, he can be a pop guy, and he's going to get open looks from three, or he's going to have a guard switching onto him where he can beat off the dribble. He's going to have a smaller guy that he can score over going to the basket. So I think this is a game where Coleman Hawkins can shine. He can use his length. He can use his athletic ability and play to those switches and take that to his advantage.
Sean, that next step, and my final question here for Sean Harrington, that next step, of course, getting to the Elite Eight, a place you were at, and you're going to run into a monster in UConn probably. I mean, I can't imagine San Diego State getting that done. Does that just seem daunting right now for any team in this tournament going up against the Huskies?
Well, obviously the player, with a full wish, and there's no reason Illinois should not feel that way. And, okay, you know, in those situations, you have a strong belief in your team. And I can just only tell you what we felt on our team was we were the best team in the country.
Yep.
And we didn't fear anybody. We didn't think ahead, like, man, that's going to be a tough matchup. And, you know, our Sweet 16 that year was, you know, get a Kansas team that has Nick Collison, Kurt Heinrich, and Drew Gooden, you know what I mean? And you're supposed to win that game, and we believed we were going to win that game, and we did. You know, so it's that seems like a daunting task when you get three players that play in the NBA for over 10 years each that make All-Star games and All-Star teams.
Right.
But you don't believe that. You know, and then you're looking at the next one, we have Arizona, who I think has five NBA players that end up being two NBA All-Stars and, you know, guys like that. So it looks like a lot when you look ahead, but I'm telling you, from game to game, you believe you can beat anybody. And this Illinois team should believe that. They've proven they can play with anybody. They've beaten some good teams throughout this year. So they're not thinking we can't win this game. They're thinking we've got this one, and then we'll worry about the next one when it happens. And believe me, there's no fear factor when you step onto the court against one of those teams, because they believe they can beat them, and they should believe they can beat them.
Well said, and as always, unbelievable, Sean Harrington. Listen, I've got the St. Pete Beach area scouted out. Would it surprise you that I went down to the Panhandle and that Port St. Joe area and met with a realtor like last month? Would that shock you at all?
It shocks me that you're not doing this remote from here. So that's what shocks me.
Pretty soon, listen, you give us about 5 years and it's going to be Tay and Harrington on a podcast on the beach in Florida, and it's going to be the number one rated podcast in the country. I can't wait for the day when it arrives. Sean Harrington,
I love it.
You are always a blessing, my friend, when it comes to knowledge of basketball. I just consider you a true friend, and I appreciate you jumping on today. I cannot wait for this game tomorrow night. Thank you, sir. Good luck. You'll be up till like 1 a.m. on the East Coast time.
Oh, it's killing me. It's absolutely killing me. These times are brutal. It's NCAA tournaments like end at 1 o'clock every single day. So, but you got to grind through. I'll eat my Girl Scout cookies, and I'll stay alert.
I love it. Sean, thanks, buddy.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me on. Enjoy the game.
You too, man. That is Sean Harrington, former Illini. I love visiting with Sean Harrington. He started breaking stuff down, Kyle, that I'm like, I'm going to have to go back and listen to that again about exactly what he's talking about right there. I mean, it's just amazing stuff. All right, it is time to switch gears real quick when it comes to talking basketball. And again, we'll have Luke Goody on at 4:05, and then we've got Derek Piper at 4:30. Right now, Tim Onstott is on with us, and he brought his smoker to Philo. You are bringing in, starting with ribs, or I'm sorry, chicken. We've already done that. We just did ribs. We have pork, and we have brisket. It is amazing, Tim, what you're doing. And, of course, we're trying to be tough here and judge you on all of this. How in the world did you get so good at this? I mean, that's a true question.
A lot of help from a lot of people. The barbecue community is pretty open. They tell you what you need to know. Then we go out and figure out how to beat them.
Do you feel like novice barbecue people like myself, do you feel like we overcook?
A lot of times, yes. Falling off the bone ribs are overcooked. The standards are a lot different in a competition. But as a barbecue guy, if you like it, cook it and eat it. It's whatever you like, right. Whatever your friends and family like, that's good enough for me.
Now, when it comes to competitions, you think everything you cook that you take to competitions, and you've done extremely well in all of them, down south around this area, are these all the kinds that you would eat? In other words, are there others that maybe you wouldn't make for a competition that maybe Tim Onstott likes personally?
No, we do not cook the same meat for a competition that we cook for for family or friends. When we do it at U of I tailgate, it's a different cook.
Now, how different? Like when you say that?
We're trying, in a competition, we're trying to impress a judge with one bite.
Okay.
So it's got to have all that flavor. Those ribs that you just had, I couldn't eat a plate of them.
Yeah.
They're good for a rib, but I couldn't make a meal out of it.
Yeah. No, I get it.
And the same goes with this pork you're about to have. I don't think there's just a lot going on.
Right.
And it's hard to track down if you're eating a bunch of that and taking a bite of potato salad.
Tim Onstott, GFT Trucking, also dedicated diesel barbecueologist. Is that how you say that? What exactly does that mean?
I think Stevie coined that phrase. My wife just says I make a hot mess. So I don't know.
Well, how many competitions do you do a year?
We've done as many as 23.
Holy cow.
And that was staying in a tent in the back of the truck. And now we've got this nice RV that we cook out of.
That thing is sweet.
We will do 8 to 10 this year. We've got a few other events. We've got a wedding to do. We've got a couple of tailgates that we're going to do. And it varies, but we might get into talked into as many as 15, but probably 8 or 10 this year. We average, I think, since we started, 16 or 18 a year.
Unbelievable. What's your favorite meat to prepare?
It's what you're good at. It's brisket.
Yeah.
And I have no idea why. It just happened.
Hitting cleanup. My dad, who passed away, was a huge brisket fan. If we ever went to a barbecue place, we had to be there at like 3 o'clock for dinner. Because he's like, the brisket will run out. It seems like it does at every restaurant, doesn't it?
Yeah. And Tim Axe at Carolou's Smokehouse in Decatur really gave me some important tips on brisket and kind of got us on the winning track. And I appreciate his help tremendously.
So you make your own sauce, I assume?
No.
No, okay.
And that's a common misconception.
Okay.
Most of the pros use commercially available sauces.
Okay.
But we're blending them.
Gotcha.
What you're having today, a minimum on a meat is 3 or 4 different sauces or ingredients. Brisket, we do not sauce. When you get the brisket, it'll be raw meat.
Yeah.
If you sauce brisket, you're hiding something.
Yes. Yeah, so. That's a good point. I bring my dad up one more time. We'd go to a really nice steak place that have A1 on the table, and the menu, the waiter would come up, and he'd be like, are you guys scared of the way your steak tastes? And my mom would get so mad. Neil, stop it. But he's like, why would you put A1 sauce down when you should be proud of what you're serving here with regards to this? So next for us will be the pork, and I know that's done because I saw it walk in, and unfortunately I've had to talk this whole time, so I'm anxious to go do that. And then of course brisket. I can say that I'm going to cheat and tell you just a little bit of what I've been judging. The tenderness of both the chicken and the ribs were incredible. I've never had chicken that just was that tender.
Well, I appreciate that. That's what we're shooting for. That's the highest multiplier in the
scoring
is tenderness. That's the hardest thing to get right.
Well, you've nailed it today.
And this pork you're going to have, we cook 3 collars, which is money muscle, and then the front or the back meat of the shoulder blade. And we only had 1 money muscle come out to where I would serve.
Wow.
So we've got money muscle and some pulled and some chunks, and we'll just see what you think.
Was a young Tim Onstott always around a grill? Was that something you were always interested in doing, or when did this kind of catch fire?
Well, I found my passion when I was 52.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm 53, so maybe any time now I'm going to...
Yeah.
Become an expert.
Yep, we just kind of fell into it and picked it up as our empty nester hobby. And
I love it.
That's where it's at.
I see your son was here earlier. You had some great athletes, obviously. That's a great idea, right? My son's a junior.
Yeah.
And I sit there and, you know, he's got a game tonight that I'm going to miss. But I sit there and think, what am I going to do when all that's over? Because, as you know, it goes 100 miles an hour and then it just drops.
Yep.
So I guess something like this is a perfect alternative to do that. Plus, it keeps you competitive.
Yeah, it keeps that fire going. We started cooking his tailgates at Lindenwood University in Belleville when he was playing football there, and it just kind of evolved, and people liked it, and we like cooking it.
So. I love it. Well, Tim, I can't thank you enough for doing this. It is. I know we did it one other time in at our spot there on Windsor Road, and Stevie told us about this about a month ago, and I was like, well, I hate to tell you, Andrew, I'm blowing your game off because I'm staying here to do this with Tim Onstott. Thank you so much for everything.
I appreciate you guys and Dedicated Diesel and GFT for letting me do it.
So absolutely,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks for letting us come here.
Thank you, yep. Tim. That is great. That is Tim Onstott. As he mentioned, GFT Trucking and Dedicated Diesel. He has been cooking all day. We are reaping the benefits of that. Kyle, I noticed – during the Sean Harrington interview, you were making me feel bad because you were, like, knee-deep in your ribs.
I mean, I had some catching up to do.
Yeah. They're incredible.
They're so good.
I'm sure people are at home right now or on the road listening to this going, okay, now this isn't fair. You guys are doing this, and we don't get a chance to eat this, and this is not fair. But, hey, you know what? That's just tough break. Yeah, tough for you. That's the way I look at it. What did you take from Sean Harrington real quick, and then we'll take a break, get Luke Goody on next hour, and also Derek Piper. What was one of the things that you really jumped out with you with what Sean Harrington had to say?
I don't know if there's necessarily one thing that jumped out. I just think it's just such a fascinating matchup, and you hear
it
him
really
break
is.
Down all of the different facets and the way that Iowa State's like – that breakdown is about as good of a breakdown as you're going to find. He knew how Iowa State's going to guard every single Illinois action. And
we're going to have to tweet that one out.
Yeah.
Just that answer.
I'm going to get on that next hour because I think that's going to be really good. But I'm fascinated by this matchup. It's
yes.
It's an elite defense that throws a lot of different things at you and some really good individual offensive players in Illinois. And I think that chess match between coaches and styles is going to be really interesting to watch.
That's a great point. Did you like my passive aggressive there, by the way, saying we need to get this tweeted out? Like Lon is going to have anything to do with that. Anything to do with that. Kyle, we take advantage of you, but you do a great job. It is time to take a break because we've got pork next to eat, and I'm looking at it right now. Oh, my gosh. All right. Can we take a quick break so I can eat? This is incredible. Back with Luke Goody. It is The Drive.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way. Creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.